The head of Liberia's main rebel movement says he will support dropping war crime charges against President Charles Taylor if that would convince him to leave the country as promised. But rebel leader Sekou Damate Kone has told French media he doubts Mr. Taylor will leave voluntarily. In an interview broadcast Thursday by Radio France Internationale, Mr. Kone says he strongly doubts Mr. Taylor will ever leave power except by force. But he said his rebel group, Liberians United for Reconciliation and Democracy, would support the dropping of UN war crimes charges against Mr. Taylor if that would help. The war crimes charges are related to Mr. Taylor's support for rebels in neighboring Sierra Leone, not to Liberia's own 14-year civil war. Mr. Kone's remarks were made as Mr. Taylor's spokesman said the president would not appear in Liberia's parliament Thursday, where he was expected to formally announce his plan to resign next week. Mr. Taylor previously agreed to resign next Monday under pressure from West African countries that have sent a peacekeeping force to Liberia. The rebels have welcomed that plan, although they are skeptical, and they say the president must also leave the country or the war will go on. In a separate interview with France's Le Figaro newspaper, Mr. Kone said Mr. Taylor is not ready for peace. The rebel leader warned that if Mr. Taylor is allowed to stay in Liberia, he may try to wage a guerrilla war for years to come from the bush. Mr. Kone also told Le Figaro his forces have accepted, in principle, a demand by the U.S. ambassador to Liberia that his own rebel forces leave the country's capital, Monrovia. But he said they will only do so after the West African peacekeepers are deployed in the city and Mr. Taylor leaves. In addition, Mr. Kone rejected the Liberian government's plan for Vice President Moses Blah to take power if President Taylor resigns. He says the Liberian constitution, which provides for such a scenario, is a fraud because it was created by Mr. Taylor. He also dismissed speculation that he himself might run for president. The Liberian rebel described his trip to Paris as a private visit. He said he has not been able to meet with French officials, although he is asked to do so. Lisa Bryant for VOA News,